Before I dive in, your last reminder to jump into the Frequency Project right now. You need to act immediately. We are closing off the February 2024 round tomorrow. So if you're listening to this in real time, you still have a chance to join this absolutely life-changing program. And within a short couple of months, you will be creating more magnetic content, feeling far more aligned to your marketing, actually having a sense of ease and fun with it, and attracting more of those dream clients. Hi, hi. Welcome to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Mayer, and this show's for you if you're done with cookie cutter marketing and ready to build your personal brand in alignment with who you really are. I'm a marketing expert, human design nerd, and intuitive business coach who's helped hundreds of women just like you to elevate their frequency and activate their most magnetic personal brand. Each week, we'll dive into practical tips, interviews, conversations, and more to help you create an aligned business, a positive contribution, and of course, an abundant life. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Human Design for Marketing podcast with me, Yvette Mayer, who this week has a topic that I just know you are going to be wildly excited about. We're going to be diving into how to find your ideal clients inside your Human Design body graph. Well, we're going to be leaning into the gene keys as well. So let's call it in the Human Design and Gene Keys system, how to find your ideal clients. Now, as I contemplated the right intelligence to bring you in this episode, it became very clear to me that there is an overarching theme. And that is that we are most magnetic and able to attract the right people towards us when we understand where we've had to overcome challenge. It's in our experience of our own transformation that we're able to help others experience the same. And no matter which way I look at human design and the gene keys, there is this theme inside this work. And so I know without any doubt that this is the biggest clue. It's when you're working with human design or the gene keys and you start to look at your shadows or your not self that you'll get the best insight into the problems or the challenges that are right for you to bring into your work. And when you do that, you start to understand the transformation that your ideal client is seeking. They are seeking the same transformation that you have experienced. Your ideal clients are behind you on their journey and they identify with you because of your challenges, your struggles, how you've overcome them, or how you've met those huge desires of yours in your life. That's exactly where to go looking for your ideal clients. And I think we can take this beyond human design, right? If you go through your personal journey and consider your niche, where you're a specialist, let's call it, in your work, go back, have a look for those moments when you come up against challenge or you've had really big ambitions. What have you done to go from not having what you desired to having what you desired? Your ideal clients are in that place of having the desire or being in the challenge and looking for the solution. Okay, so that is the top line. Now we're going to talk about, well, where inside your human design chart specifically is the most relevant for this. So I'm going to have a look at three or four different placements in the chart, and then we're going to touch on your centers because we've done a deep dive into open centers in a previous episode, but I'm going to bring it back into this as well because it is very related, let's say, very related. So the first place and the most obvious place for you to contemplate is your personality sun gate and line as a pair. This placement in your chart is your life's work. It's also your biggest lesson. It's a theme that comes up over and over again. So when you contemplate this, what you want to be looking at is, what is the shadow state of this that you can find inside the Jean Key's work? Or you want to be looking at the human design gate definition and diving into, well, what is the lower frequency state of this? And then the next step is, and where's the gift, or where's the high frequency? So to give you a frame of reference, my personality sun gate is the 3.5. Now, when I look at this through human design, it's called difficulty at the beginning. There is inherent in that a gift or high frequency state of rising through that difficulty. Now, when you look at the Jean Keys, the shadow in the Jean Keys is chaos and confusion. And the gift state is innovation. Now, when I go through this, I really have to take a look at, okay, so where are all the times that my life has been really difficult, and how have I transformed that into innovation? That's the main theme. And I know for sure when I share my truth about my own struggles in my journey as it relates to my niche and what I do in my business, that I get the highest engagement in my content, that I experience more of you leaning into me. Now, I also use more, let's call it authority style content, where I don't go as deep into the lessons I've had to learn. And whilst it helps build my brand and my authority overall, it is not my most engaging content. My most engaging content is when I am authentic about the truth of things that I've wanted and had trouble achieving, and how I've ultimately moved through that and the steps I've taken to forward to now where I am in that transformed state. Okay. So this comes up for me in my entrepreneurial journey. I talk about how even 18 months ago, I was struggling to be at my most magnetic and masterful in my marketing. What was going on for me then? And the steps I've taken, P.S. human design for marketing, to move through that to a place where today I don't have that challenge at all. Like, I have a highly engaged audience. I have people diving into connect with me in my DM every freaking day, whether it's to tell me that they are finding my content so valuable, or that they actually want to book a call with me. Like, it's every day. This is what you want, right? So the reason that my content lands with you from this perspective is because you see yourself in this transformation. You see that you're in a situation where you're maybe posting consistently, and you've done all the learning and all the work, and you're trying all the strategies that coaches have taught you, and you're like, it doesn't work for me. And then when I show up and talk to you about how difficult it was for me as well, and give you the answer through human design and marketing, that magnetizes you towards me. Okay. Now, the other thing that is true of my line 5 in this placement, so it's a 3.5, is that I have a more video friendly presence. There's an essence of leadership in the way that I do this, hence why I'm so prolific in video content. Okay. So even now, as I record this podcast, I know that it's also going to become part of my YouTube channel. And there's more to unpack in that. I just wanted to give you an example. So that's the first spot. The second placement that you can find your ideal client and what they're looking for is in your design Mars. This placement within the Jean Keys is known as your vocation. It is what you are here to do, and it also highlights your core wound, what is going to stop you from achieving the incredible prosperity that you are worthy of in your lifetime. This is a huge place, huge. It might be even more important than your personality sun when it comes to finding your ideal client. So for me, here I have the 14.6. The 14 at its shadow state is about compromise. I have spent a lot of time understanding this core wound of mine, and I deeply know it now, and I see it in my life to this day. It's not something that I'm like, oh, I've healed that. It shows up. It speaks to compromising yourself, saying yes to things where you mean no, having loose boundaries, even in your own behavior, like setting goals. This showed up for me even in the last week, where I'm going to go to bed at a certain time and get up and follow my let's get like be really on fire morning routine, and then finding myself binging a couple of Netflix shows and not sticking to those, let's call them boundaries I had in place for myself. That is compromising my frequency. Okay. So my ideal clients, they also do this. They also self-sabotage. They have big hearts, beautiful big missions, and they're incredibly competent. They're amazing at what they do. That's the gift, competency. And if I'm talking to you, you feel me, right? You know that you have so much potential, that your highest potential is just waiting for you. And your biggest challenge, or one of your biggest challenges, is you compromise yourself. You act out of integrity with that potential. You self-sabotage. And that shows up in all sorts of ways, not just binge watching television. In my lifetime, it's looked like over drinking. It's looked like sugar addiction. It's looked like binging Netflix, yeah, and any other binging service for that matter. These are all compromises that affect my ability to show up and be in my most magnetic place. If you resonate with this, you want to learn how I move through this, how I have stepped into a more embodied place. And even, you know, in my experience in the last week, sometimes I'm going to get this wrong, but overall, I know how to navigate this. I have the self-awareness to see it showing up and to change my choices, to realize that when I choose one thing, I'm always choosing the other. Let me give you an example. When I choose to stay up later than my intention, I am choosing to not feel as well the following day. This awareness takes me to a place of I'm going to choose differently. I am going to stick to my boundaries, take care of myself, and not compromise myself. And from that place, I will move into the incredible competency in me and my marketing and all of that magic. This is absolutely a truth for me to talk to in my marketing without question. And I did it just today. Hot tip, if you go and have a look at what I shared, if you're listening to this in real time, you'll see a post that's talking about overcoming a bit of a victim mindset around the algorithm. Okay, so I had a real think about when I was compromising myself in my marketing in years gone by, what was the behavior that showed up? What was I actually doing, and what do I do now so that that is not true for my marketing, and that I am far more magnetic and I have got incredible humans connecting with me every single day? That is a direct example of using this wisdom to create content that is going to connect to the exact right humans who are attracted to working with me. So that's the second place to look. And I would say these are the biggest two priorities, your personality sun gate and your Mars design, really looking at that core wound within the gene keys. The next place of interest is your Uranus. And you can look at it in both personality and design side. I happen to have the same on both sides. Now, the Uranus position is really about differentiation. If we're talking personal brand and marketing, it's about what makes you different to others. And therefore, or it shows you elements to bring into your marketing that will connect to the right people because they want that difference in their life as well. Okay, so it's not quite the same as in this is where you find your ideal client. It's more, okay, you've got that clarity in the transformation they're seeking. What are some of the differences that are going to stand out to them? So for me, having the 48 in my Uranus, that's called the well. In the Gene Keys, it's all about depth. And I know this about myself. I also have a prominent line one, and I go diving in deep to the things that I'm curious and then passionate about. So when you speak to me, I come from a place of really embodied knowledge. This makes me different to potentially to some of the others that are doing similar work to me, because I go so deep, and that is going to really resonate with my ideal clients. So have a look for that as well. Okay, so another interesting place to have a look, and this is more to do with your magnetism, so a bit more like Uranus. It's more at your natural attraction field rather than where your ideal client is. And this comes from the Gene Keys as well. So in the Gene Keys Venus sequence, there is what's known as your attraction field. And so this is a place, and it's, by the way, it is your moon on the design side. So what Gene Key have you got there? This is another place to have a look into and get familiar with, because this is your natural power of attraction, your attraction field, okay? So understanding this can really enlighten you about, ooh, what do people find attractive in me? So for me, I have the 9 here, 9.4. And this, when I look specifically at the Gene Keys, this is about determination. Ooh, I have to say, this is actually so true for me that the people that work with me or that are inspired by me, one of the things that they are most drawn to is how I just keep showing up, how determined I am to succeed. I had an awareness that this was true for me, but I had no awareness that this was so attractive to others. I just knew I was a very determined person. So it is now something that I bring through in my energetic frequency, because I know it's attractive. It's actually really freaking attractive to my ideal clients that they feel this determination in me, and they feel that it's a bit contagious and that they become more determined when they're in my energy. Because the opposite of this is about frigidity. It's about not caring. It's about a bit of a lackluster effort and not putting your best foot forward. We don't want that. If you want to be in my energy, I know that what you're attracted to is not that laissez-faire attitude. It's the determination to succeed. That's the energy that you're attracted to. So when I take a step back, and this is what I suggest you do as well, get a piece of paper out, get a pen out, and look at all these placements. I want you to go looking at your personality sun and write that one down. Have a look at Gene Keys and the words that are there for the shadow as well as the gift, and have a think about how this has shown up, this journey from shadow to gift. What transformation is true for you when you look at this placement? Then go to your Mars design side gate / Gene Key and write down this same process. So what's the shadow? What's the gift? And particularly contemplate this shadow state. This is absolutely your core wound when it comes to vocation, your work. And therefore, this is the key to what your ideal clients are also struggling with, that they're going to find your transformation so compelling in. So they're the top two placements for where your ideal client is inside your body graph. Then when we move into what do they want to know about you that is a differentiator, then you're going to look at your Uranus placements. And then the last one I want you to take a look at is your design side moon placement. And this is your attraction field. What is an energy or an essence inside your attraction field that the right clients that are going to be magnetized to you want to experience from you in your marketing? all of this, bring it together, and just see what this does for you. What does it evoke from you? What does it inspire you to do in your marketing strategy, in your content creation? This is absolutely going to transform the way you think about your ideal client forever. So the next step is, who is my ideal client? Who is my ideal client when I take this into consideration? Now, we're not talking about ideal client as in she's this age, this is her family situation, this is where she lives. No, we are talking about your ideal client is seeking the transformation that you offer. Your ideal client has the challenge or the desire that you can meet. And this is what's inside your human design body graph and within the Gene Keys. I trust you've really enjoyed this episode. Make sure you jump into my Instagram DM and let me know. And please do me the hugest, hugest favor and go ahead after this episode and leave me a review. 5 stars would be absolutely brilliant. But some nice words. I'd love to see you showing up in the podcasting world as a reviewer of mine. I promise I'll connect with you and say thank you. And reminder, Frequency Project, oh my goodness, we do all of this and so much more. It's closing for February 2024 in just over 24 hours of when you're listening to this or today, depending on when you put this into your ears. So make your move. And I can't wait to work with you up close and personal and help you create more effective, easeful, fun marketing that magnetizes those dream clients of yours. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to the Human Design for Marketing podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, tell your friends, and extra brownie points, go leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. There are heaps more resources in the show notes. I can't wait to be back in your ears again soon. Bye for now.